If you're seeking nuance or restraint, you won't find it at a get-out-the-vote rally on a Sunday before a tight election. Here's State GOP Chairman Jennifer Horn last night in Manchester.
This is our time. We need to crush it. We need to grab it, run with it, push their heads under over and over again until they cannot breathe anymore, until that elections are over on Tuesday night and we've won it all.
And here's 2nd District Congresswoman Annie Custer speaking in Nashua.
Fired up! Fired up! Woo! What an amazing crowd we have here today. You look beautiful.
Both rallies drew enthusiastic crowds who whooped with every call to arms and cheered the many well-oiled attack lines. The crowd at the Democratic rally was bigger. The appearance of a certain former New Hampshire presidential primary winner probably helped.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The visit was Hillary Clinton's first to the state since 2008. Clinton recalled that New Hampshire lifted her up during what she called the lowest point in her presidential run and had taught her grit and determination. She told Democrats Republicans here and across the country were staking everything on fear.
Fear is the last resort of those who have run out of ideas and run out of hope. And one of the many things I admire about Jean and Maggie is they're fearless. I have seen them in action.
There were no out-of-state visitors headlining the GOP event, and the 400 or so loyalists who turned out heard a scathing critique of Democratic leadership, national and local. Former Governor John H. Sununu said President Obama had, quote, screwed America. And every Republican noted how staunchly their Democratic rivals back his policies. Senate nominee Scott Brown led the crowd in a bit of anti-Jean Shaheen call and response.
How much did she vote with the president?
99%!
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. How much?
99%!
Excellent, 99%!
Expect Republicans up and down the ticket to be hammering similar messages until the polls close tomorrow night. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.
And I'm Emily Corwin in Portsmouth. A current of giddy tension ran through the Democratic campaign office here as volunteers hit the phones, canvassers hit the streets, and everyone hit a giant stash of Halloween candy.
That's 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Democrats had filled Portsmouth with canvassers and were looking to move some deeper into Rockingham County.
I'm in Sandown. Now, I know the Hampstead.
So Hampstead.
Right. So do you happen to know if the House on Wheelwright is hosting?
Yes.
Now, do you know?
And the nerves were running all the way to the very top.
You know, I always have anxiety. That's how you win campaigns.
Senator Shaheen had dropped in to rally the troops. But to Shaheen, time spent applauding her arrival could equal votes lost.
I know you're just clapping because you're trying to delay going out. I know those tricks.
The tail end of a grueling campaign season can leave even the most experienced candidates and politicos kind of punchy. Case in point, State Democratic Chairman Ray Buckley. Here's Buckley introducing Human Rights Campaign Director Chad Griffin.
So he's really like the top gay. I know you all think I am.
Which Griffin refuted.
Ray is the chief gay. I just want to be clear.
Buckley quickly turned serious.
We are down to the wire.
He says the worry is not Scott Brown's popularity. It's the possibility of Democratic apathy.
There were 30,000 Democratic voters that sat home on Election Day in 2010, and we saw what the results were. This year, that's not going to happen, right?
Hello. Hi. This is Barbara Gregg calling.
Another hang up, says Barbara Gregg.
People seem a little frustrated, maybe a little tired of the whole thing. One gentleman said, there was just a young man at my door asking me in person to come out and vote on Tuesday. So he was getting in a phone call and a canvas within minutes of each other. So
all of that will be over soon enough. But for canvassers and phone bankers, there's still plenty of voters to reach and less time to reach them.
I'm Fred Bever. Republicans at the top of the ticket went retail this weekend, with the candidates touring the state on a big blue chartered bus. On a cold and wet Saturday, they wended their way from Rochester up to Meredith, where they landed at a motorcycle museum.
Let me get out of the rain.
Senate candidate Scott Brown looked at home among the dozens of veterans and local officials who turned out, and he took a few minutes inside with Center Harbor restaurant owner Amy Elfline to take aim at the Democrats.
I know. Listen, they don't get it. A lot of those folks have never had a job. You know, they've never signed the front of a check.
I have never managed a budget, yeah. I think is...
They don't do budgets in
Washington. No, they've never...
You guys have shorts on. I can't believe it. I'm just cold looking at you.
Within the small talk, Brown was sure to make the all-important ask.
Tell your employees to get out, okay?
Oh, yeah, they believe me.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
There were more motorcycles at the next stop, also snowmobiles and ATVs, at HK Motorsports in Laconia, where Brown, 1st District Congressional candidate Frank Ginta, and gubernatorial candidate Walt Havenstein mingled with supporters. Local Ken Brock told Havenstein he liked his style.
It's nice to see somebody that shoots straight.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it otherwise.
And I'm not sure why they keep saying Coke brothers.
You know, I don't know anything about that. I mean, I've never gotten any money from anybody named Coke, so...
Right.
But, you know, that's how politics is sometimes.
I know.
Of course, while the billionaire Koch brothers make handy political villains for the Democrats, the GOP has its own version of public enemy number one, President Obama. Republicans are betting his unpopularity will sink New Hampshire Democrats tomorrow. For NHPR News, I'm Fred Bever.